Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. Welcome to another edition of More Than Money. I'm Dave Popowicz. Rob Geary's joining me today. Faisal's still away, but I think he'll be back next week. It'll be good to see him. We've got an interesting show today. You know, Rob, many of us in the population, we're aging. And as we age, you know, the one thing that becomes more and more important is access to healthcare. And of course, we've seen that over the last 2 to 2.5 years with the global pandemic. But even in the absence of the pandemic, as we get older, things change, right? Physically, things change. And it means we need good access to healthcare to have the best quality of care and quality of life that that we can have. So we've got a terrific guest today to talk about, you know, some of the areas where changes could be made to the healthcare system in Canada. There's lots of great models out there. We've talked, you know, Faisal and I have done shows on this over the years. You know, what can we incorporate and what changes can and should we be making now?
Yeah, hybrid models too, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then we'll continue with healthcare a little bit today and talk about, you know, active living. More and more as we have conversations with people, clients, a big part of what their experience is going to be in retirement requires that they do things that, you know, are active. Mm-hmm. And so staying in health, joint health, all those types of things, what can you be doing? A lot of people think that they should wait until retirement to get, you know, into shape.
Yeah.
Can't do that, right? It's got to be part of your lifestyle right from the beginning.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about markets this week. You know, it's always an interesting week in trading. Let me just start by throwing it to you and your thoughts, sort of your observations on what you were watching and, you know, relative to the kind of conversation you have with clients.
Well, I mean, we still have a lot of volatility, right?
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's you know, we had one good week. Right? Gave some optimism.
Yep.
Now we have more data coming in, going, are we pausing again? What are we doing? How long out are we looking for? And what are we actually digesting day to day in the market is the big question, right?
So that's a good point, because I was reading with some interest on Friday the U.S. employment report. And a bit like the inflation data in this respect is depending on what lens you read that data with, there were facts in there to support both sides of the argument. One side being that the Fed has to get more aggressive in terms of taming inflation with their rate increases. And the other, wage inflation and not just wage inflation, but the pressure is coming out of the system, right? Yeah. That it may have peaked. And so, you know, we saw again a lot of, as you said, volatility around that number. But this is, I think it's a little bit of the situation that we're going to have to live with until a trend starts to present itself, right? So if you looked at that headline data, and you and I were talking about this before the show, more jobs being created in the U.S. than expected. And you go, okay, let me get this straight. So we have more jobs being created, more people are working. There's job openings so that any American and Canadian as well that wants a job
can have one.
Can have a job,
yeah.
Right? Wage inflation in Canada, not like in the United States, we'll get back to that, but wage inflation remaining flat or actually coming down. And in the US, what was interesting is the unemployment rate stayed the same. So that means the participation rate, the number of people looking for jobs and seeking jobs, actually went out and got jobs. So, you know, it's a bit of is the good news bad news, right? How does a recession present itself in an environment where everybody who wants to work can get a job?
Yeah. Well, and it's an interesting dilemma for the Fed.
Right.
Too.
Yep.
Right.
And this is what the market is going to, and investors are going to be debating, you know, for the next several months is if the Fed's job, the Fed has a dual mandate, Bank of Canada has a single mandate. Bank of Canada's inflation. And the Fed has two, inflation and jobs. Jobs are clearly strong, right? So inflation is really their primary focus. The market is speculating back and forth on any given day about whether or not the Fed is going to disregard a rollover in the economy and jobs starting to try to tame inflation. And nobody knows the answer to that question. Probably not even the Fed at this particular point, right? They'll follow the data.
But you made a good point too, that the Fed is, it's not just the numbers that they're using as a signal here, right? It's that forward commentary on what we think is going to happen, which is the issue.
100%. So if the Fed has to break inflation, what does that mean? Well, breaking inflation means you got to dislodge the expectation of inflation in people's minds. So people like you and me, if we think, I want to buy something. That thing's going to cost me 10% more next year. We'll buy it today.
Yeah.
Right. And so this is how inflation perpetuates itself. It builds on itself. Well, if I can jam a wedge in there to try to break that, then we can dislodge that expectation. That's what the Fed really wants to do. To your point, they've got a number of ways that they can do that. And it's all on the demand side. They can't do anything about the supply side, right? Yeah. So one of the things they can do is raise rates and remove liquidity, which they're doing. The other thing they can do is talk tough. And you and I were talking about Lael Brainard, who was a real dovish member of the Fed for a long time, how she's flipped.
Yeah.
She's now on the other side. You know, it's sort of guns a-blazing. We got to keep going, keep going, keep going. And when you and I were talking, you know, we were both kind of thinking about that one and saying, well, you know, moral suasion is one of the ways the Fed can drive a wedge and dislocate that expectation of inflation, right? By creating uncertainty in your mind and my mind about, maybe things are going to get worse here. Maybe the economy, we've got to slow the economy. That could affect my job at some point. Maybe I need to pull back.
Right.
And that's a demand side story too, yeah. Right? So there's a whole bunch of moving pieces going on right now.
Well, they can use that as the plus rather than a supersized rate hike. They would spook.
Right.
Investors, right. Market.
And again, we're speculating here on all of these things. What we're not speculating about is what has to happen, right? Yep. We know that the Fed needs to dislodge that expectation of inflation. How they do it and how we as consumers respond, that's what the data will tell us over the coming months. And until we see that, I think, a clear trend, we got volatility.
And timeline on that trend is that what we're hearing is late summer into the fall here, right? September is kind of the word that we're hearing on how much data we need to digest over the next couple months to potentially pause.
Yeah, it's exactly right. So I think the market is comfortable with the fact that the Fed is going to raise 50 basis points June and July, right? Clearly, we're going to get some more of this data, jobs, inflation data, wage data, so on and so forth, over the course of that period of time. The question will be how many data points make a trend, right? So if we get, this one's a little bit lower, this one's a little bit high, no trend, we're gonna have this continued volatility, right? So brace, I think, as investors, we need to brace, depending on what the headline is on any given day. You know, I noted on Friday as well, not only did that jobs data come out, but at the same time, you get word from, say, Elon Musk to an internal memo to Tesla employees that, we got to stop hiring. In fact, we got to get rid of 10% of the workforce.
Yeah.
Right? Now, on the one hand, you say, well, okay, that's going to take pressure. I mean, now the employment situation's softening. Those people, that's a signal to get a little bit more conservative as a consumer. You might be losing your job, at least at Tesla. But on the other hand, you're thinking, oh, is that an economic problem, right? Is this recession? And so, boy, it's a delicate dance that's taking place today.
It is. And we talked about before on should you go out and get a job right now if you've retired.
Right. Well, this is part of the question. So when it feeds like conversations that you and I have been having, people are wondering, because markets are down, ooh, is this going to blow up my retirement?
Yeah.
And therefore, should I go get a job? Right. And I find it interesting. And there's a saying, it goes something like this. You say, you know, we're all long-term investors a day at a time.
Right.
And if I extend that to retirement, right, we've got a long-term retirement one day at a time. Now, on the one hand, yes, you want to live day by day. But on the other hand, should you really be influenced by the market volatility about whether or not you should do whatever it is you want to do?
Right.
And the answer is you shouldn't. Right. Just like when we talk about investment strategy over a long period of time, there's going to be ups and downs and you got to average something. It's the average that becomes important for retirement, isn't it?
Well, it'd be a stressful. I don't think we plan to retire and look for a job every time the market takes a dip.
And will it again, right? You and I were talking about, is this the last time the market would ever dip?
Nope.
It won't, right? It goes in cycles. It goes up and down. So the emotional anxiety that people feel when we get that is understandable, of course. But it's people getting caught up in this long-term plan experiencing on a day-to-day basis. And those two things can be can really disconnect you from you know, from what truly will happen over time. And it can lead to bad decision making too.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, we could go on and on about that, but I think we have to wrap up this segment. We have to make this all make sense, put strategies in place, talk about how to do this over the long term and protect yourself in the short term. And we'll do that at our upcoming seminar.
Well, you can join us Tuesday, June 21st. This will be at 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, we'll stick around after the break. What would fix Canada's healthcare system to give you the best possible care in the future? Let's talk about that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.